Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Numian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brien, it's the second part of our three-part feature about birdsong. One of the real joys of spring is to witness various different wildlife return to our surroundings. So would you like to welcome more wildlife at this time of the year into your garden?
I would, absolutely. I think it's it's something, especially in the cities, that we're really losing touch with. So, yep.
I would.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would. We have a space there and I would like to see wildlife in the garden. I think it's nice to see nature all around you. I've got young kids. It would be lovely for them to see wildlife in the garden in their kind of natural habitat and be able to provide a habitat for them.
Well, on this next part of the birdsong feature, we're going to be learning about the wren. We're back with expert and birdsong enthusiast Rachella Duggan. And she started by telling us how we might recognise a wren.
First of all, I should describe what a wren looks like for people that don't know. So a wren, one of our smallest birds, it's our second smallest species in Ireland. The smallest is the goldcrest. But the wren is a little, small, brown bird. What really gives its identity away is it has a short tail which points straight up into the air.
Okay.
And when it's hopping around in the garden, that tail is pretty
obvious. It's really obvious.
So you could be lucky enough to have them in your garden, but certainly it is not possible, sort of in this time of year, you know, coming into springtime, to go for a walk in Ireland without hearing one wren after another wren after another wren. And the good news is that they are really easy to identify. So similar to the blackbird, which we looked at last week, they sing in phrases. They have a very loud, piercing, musical song as well. So they sing in short bursts or phrases. They'll take a pause and sing another few notes.
Mm.
But different to the blackbird and different to, I suppose, every other bird, the wren sings very, very rapid notes. And in particular, at some point in that phrase, they will do what people describe as like a machine burst of extremely rapid notes in a trill. And if you listen out, as soon as you hear that trill, and they will do some, occasionally the robin will insert a trill here and there, a short one. It's nothing like as powerful or as fast or as rapid as the wren. The wren will put it into almost every phrase. And it's the diagnostic way of telling.
A wren.
That's a wren.
Okay.
As soon as you hear it, you'll know it. So we're going to listen out to this, and hopefully you'll be able to hear it loud and clear.
Very precise, isn't it? I know what you mean now.
Yeah. I mean, it does lots of chirping and trills, and some are faster and some are slower, but I hope people could hear clearly. At some point there in each of the phrases, it inserted this really rapid, it's like a burst of machine fire. And it did it almost, it did it in every phrase that we listened to there. And it does it all the time. And it's almost all the time. 99% of the phrases will have this trill.
Right.
And like I said, the blackbird doesn't do it, the robin doesn't do it. So once you hear that, you can practice this week. If you go for a walk, I guarantee you, you're going to hear a load of wrens. I don't consider myself a real expert on birdsong. It's something I really, really enjoy. You know, I am still learning. There's, you know, most days where I go out, I hear things and I go, oh, what's that? And there's, you know, it's something that it's like a game that you never stop playing wherever you go. You're always trying to figure out what is that noise. And there is a wide variety of sounds. But hopefully people can slowly build up their skills at this over time. So,
and as you said in the last feature, it is about kind of learning the communication and it becomes second nature to you then. But you just start...
Well, this is
without
it.
Without thinking about it.
Exactly. You know, so after a while, you'll be able to close your eyes. And as soon as a wren or a robin or a blackbird starts to sing, it will become second nature.
Yeah.
If you've spent the time, it's like anything else. If you put a bit of time into it and focus on it, concentrate on it, it becomes easier and it becomes second nature.
And you mentioned earlier on that the robin sometimes does a sound a little bit similar to the wren. So maybe we'll come back to the next feature and have a look at exactly what the robin does,
exactly.
Just so we don't have any confusion on that one. But certainly it's something for us all to be listening for the wren now as we're
absolutely
going out for walks.
Do your homework now before the next feature.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much, Rochella, for your
time. Thank you, no problem.
So that is The Wren and the Blackbird covered so far. And as mentioned, we'll be back in a few weeks to listen to the robin. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Hours to Protect page on nova.ie or on hourstoprotect.ie.
Hours to Protect is funded by Kamishu Namyan with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more.